Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
411 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It is a hot afternoon.
Indeed.
The Juneteenth parade downtown earlier today. I guess this was around noon when we wrapped it up and looked at the thermometer. It was like 98 on the street, on Palafox Street. So it was kind of a warm day. That's just one of the many stories we'll be talking about this afternoon. Austin's all cranked up. He's even provided a five-day forecast coming up. That'll be about 3 or 4 minutes from right now. But let's go ahead and look into the three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a dilapidated extended stay hotel in Warrington is getting a new life. Suburban Extended Stay was recently sold at a foreclosure auction for $1 million to a commercial real estate firm that focuses on redeveloping underperforming properties. This comes as a relief for Pensacola residents who have complained about deteriorating conditions at that hotel.
And the second of your top three stories this afternoon, it is official. The State University Systems Board of Governors confirmed the appointment of Manny Diaz Jr. as interim president of UWF on Wednesday. On June 12th, the university's Board of Trustees had approved a $744,000 compensation package for Diaz. He will serve as interim president from July 14th of this year until July 13th of next year.
Okay, here's your third story this afternoon. Are you annoyed by all of those SunPass tech scams?
Yeah.
Me too. Now there are text messages going out claiming your Florida driver's license will be suspended if you don't take care of an unpaid traffic ticket. The Florida Highway Safety Motor Vehicles. Folks, warning, the text has been reported throughout the state and the threat is serious. The scam includes a link to pay the fictitious outstanding traffic fine. Remember, don't click on the link.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
And the search for missing swimmer Trinity Esslinger has ended. Officials with the Okaloosa County Sheriff's Office said that active search operations wrapped up yesterday with no sign of the 10-year-old found. Deputies will continue patrolling the East Pass and surrounding waters as part of their normal operations, but officials have extensively searched the waters for 6 days now. Trinity went missing while swimming last Thursday, and the operations spanned 250 square miles.
Okay, let me share an interesting concept with you this afternoon. If you have outside cameras around your home in Pensacola, PPD is hoping you'll register those cameras with them. They are creating a database of where the cameras are to aid in investigations. PPD spokesman Mike Wood says there won't be any really access to your cameras remotely or force the owner to turn over videos.
It's not something that we will demand. It's not something that we force. We will just ask them. So we just want to be aware of where all of our cameras are in case a crime happens, and then we will contact people at that point.
Okay, Wood says when a crime is committed in the area, they will check the registry and then ask nearby homeowners if they can check their video. If you want to register, just contact PPD or check their website at PensacolaPolice.com.
And John Wilson, that's the chief school financial officer for Baldwin County Public Schools, he's resigned after what he called recent challenges confronting the school system. He nonetheless emphasized his passion for the system and noted its stable revenue with reserves of over $100 million. During his 13 years at the position, he contributed to several initiatives, including but not limited to a pay-as-you-go funding program, 3 mil tax districts, and salary schedule revisions.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, it is 4:13. Hot Thursday afternoon. Thanks for having us on. 7 Escambia County Schools will have new leadership heading into the 25-26 school year. When school classes start in the fall, the school district's going to have 2 new principals, 4 new assistant principals, and a new IB coordinator. The Escambia School Board confirmed all but one of the appointments. They say they're all from inside the school district, so that's the good news. They're giving people, local people, jobs locally.
Yeah, very nice. And Nicholas Valia was sentenced to 25 years in prison for a 2023 shooting outside of Pensacola bowling alley. The 21-year-old was found guilty of attempted second-degree murder after shooting at a vehicle with 3 teenagers, injuring one of them in the process. His motion for a new trial was denied.
All right, here we go. 4:15, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. But both of those spots are to be expected this time every afternoon. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. Of course, we've been already telling you about the heat this afternoon. It's 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Going to have some slight rainfall chances on your Friday where the high will be 92. And those extreme highs are going to bleed over the course of your next several days with those slight rainfall chances lingering around each and every day all the way up until Monday at least. And now it's time for your History of the Blue Angels, brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
Shortly after the 1946 Omaha Air Show, the Blue Angels made the transition from the Grumman F6F Hellcat to the sleek Grumman F8F Bearcat, the world's fastest piston engine plane. They took delivery from the Grumman factory on Long Island, New York, and on August 15, 1946, they headed back to NAS Jacksonville on what was supposed to be a nonstop flight. But a little over a third of the way there, each plane experienced trouble controlling the trim of the aircraft. They radioed NAS Norfolk, explained their troubles, and asked permission to land. A few minutes later, NAS Norfolk radioed back that Grumman had called to say the planes were unsafe to fly. Not the kind of information a pilot likes to receive when flying about a mile in the air. The problem was that, having taken off the guns, ammunition cans, and armor, the center of gravity was thrown way off as fuel was burned. But they managed to land, safely refuel, and continued to Jacksonville, this time stopping frequently to top off their fuel tanks. Adding 50 pounds of lead ballast corrected the problem, and with only 15 hours of practice in the planes, the Blue Angels performed at a Denver air show in their new Bearcats. It was in these new Bearcats that the Blue Angels developed what would become their trademark four-plane diamond formation. 5 weeks later, tragedy struck. On September 29, 1946, during an air show celebrating their move from Cecil Field to their new home base of NAS Jacksonville, more than 6,000 visitors watched in horror as Lieutenant Robbie Robinson's plane crashed into the runway. He was completing a series of vertical diving rolls and started to make a high G pullout at 600 miles per hour. Suddenly, the left outboard wing section of his Bearcat sheared off. The plane slammed into the runway, leaving a 12-foot crater. It was the Blue Angels' first fatality. Robinson was mourned by the remaining Blue Angels, but 6 days later, they performed a successful air show in Oakland, California, and continued their 31 shows around the country, including performances at NAS Pensacola and at Whiting Field in Milton. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
The Blue Angels shoot down an enemy aircraft during their exhibition. Next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants her own doggy vacation at Play and Stay Pet Daycare when I go on vacation. But since she doesn't speak English, I'm going to translate. What's that? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian. And they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where you love to run and romp with your friends. So where are they? That's right. Play and Stay Pet Daycare is at 4220 North Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Who's a good girl? Yeah.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, a drug informant who once helped federal agents with some of their biggest cases is now charged with crimes himself. We're going to find out about it. Here's Eben Brown.
Jorge Hernandez was once a big help to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, but he's now facing prosecution himself for allegedly trying to scam the apprehended cocaine traffickers as they faced extradition from countries like the Dominican Republic. Court filings claim the 57-year-old Hernandez would pretend to be a paralegal who could get these arrested drug kingpins lighter sentences if they paid him large sums of money. Hernandez allegedly collected $1 million, but wasn't able to make good on the promises as he had no authority to make prosecution deals. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And the Florida University System's Board of Governors has unanimously adopted a rule that could lead to a 10% tuition increase for out-of-state students this fall, with another potential hike next school year. Any increases must be approved by university boards of trustees, and institutions must maintain their current ratio of in-state to out-of-state students. But if approved, these would be the first tuition hikes for out-of-state students in over a decade.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. It is 421 News Radio 92.3. The state of Florida has begun rescue flights for U.S. residents fleeing Israel. Just days ago, a 13-hour operation evacuated about 1,500 Jewish Americans from Israel. They were taken to neighboring Cyprus and are being flown to Tampa. And flights arranged by the state of Florida, the state will continue to charter wide-body aircraft to fly back to Tampa in the coming days.
And speaking of flights in Florida, flying to Paris will become easier for those in Central Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday Air France will start nonstop year-round service between Orlando and Paris. He says this reflects strong demand from travelers, but it also creates new economic opportunities and strengthens the state's international ties.
Okay, the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation, FWC, released data concerning manatee deaths over the past 6 months. Our good friends down at WOFL, Channel 35 in Orlando, Esther Bauer, has the latest. She's down in Melbourne, Florida, files this report with us this afternoon.
A growing sea cow crisis in Brevard County. Impact from boats are a big concern for manatee experts across the state this year. FWC says from January to June, 407 manatees were found dead across the state. Brevard saw the most deaths with 84 killed. Lee County came in second with 83 killed so far this year. Boat strikes, cold stress, and baby deaths are big problems affecting the sea cows. Save the Manatee Club says those deaths could be tied to water quality or the mother's health. Restoring the lagoon will take decades, but bad boat behavior is easier to change.
And Florida Congressman Maxwell Frost introducing a bill that targets ICE detention facilities. The Stop Unlawful Detention and End Mistreatment, or SUDEM Act, SUDEM, would strengthen public accountability in detention facilities. A Democratic lawmaker introduced a bill on X, citing racial harassment, excessive force, and medical neglect at Glades County Detention Center.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the U.S. is reported to have a lot of new millionaires. Jill Nato has that story.
The 2025 Global Wealth Report by Swiss bank UBS says wealth grew disproportionately quickly last year in the U.S. compared to other nations. Roughly 379,000 people became U.S. dollar millionaires in 2024. All that money driven by a stable U.S. dollar and upbeat financial markets. The U.S. accounted for almost 40% of millionaires last year. Coming in at number two, Greater China. That includes mainland China, Hong Kong, and Taiwan at roughly 28% of the world's millionaires. Western Europe has about 25%. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Okay, 424. Fox News is now revealing how Americans are feeling about the U.S. economy and conflicts overseas. Yeah, a new poll coming out just minutes ago. Christian Goodwin has the numbers for you.
According to a Fox News survey of more than 1,000 U.S. voters, 31% would describe the condition of the U.S. economy as good, while 68% would call it only fair or poor. 84% say they are concerned about inflation and the higher prices. When it comes to tariffs on imports, 28% say they feel it will help the economy, while 57% say it will hurt, and 14% feel it won't make a difference. On U.S. foreign policy, 73% believe Iran poses a real threat to U.S. national security. But voters are torn on Israel's decision to attack Iran's nuclear facilities, with 49% saying they approve and 46% disapproving. 56% of voters support sending money to Ukraine in its fight against Russia. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
It's 425. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together. This is News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, it's actually been pretty smooth sailing. The few issues that we have are in our normal spots. Do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Have some backups developing on Gulf Breeze Parkway. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound. Right as you're heading towards the Pensacola Bay Bridge, we do have some backups there in Gulf Breeze, but it's no sign of a car accident, at least not yet. We'll let you know if one is confirmed. And we've got some backups on Highway 90 traveling over Blackwater River heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Tomorrow and over the weekend and into next week, we are going to have very extreme highs sitting at around 91, 92 degrees each day with those rain chances just lingering in the background.
You know, thinking about it, it's 91 around the area right now with a feel-good temperature around 95 or so.
At 4:30.
Yeah, it's pretty hot out there. Okay, local snapshot. Thank you much. Let's go to a national scene. Americans in the Northeast will spend the next few days getting baked by a heat wave. If they're not doing that, they're dealing with heavy rain. They got a problem up there. Katie Byrne reports from a water fountain park in Washington.
Before those storms move in and cool us off, we've actually got a heat alert going on in D.C. So the mayor declared that they opened up cooling centers so people had a place to find relief. This spray ground actually wouldn't normally be open, but they opened it up early. They officially open and along with the pools next week. But here, this is an opportunity for people to cool off in the heat. And a lot of people say they really need it. And it feels kind of like we've been in rain on and off all month long. They're saying we've got a flood watch and a severe thunderstorm watch impacting us here in D.C. once again.
And the last American hostage to be freed by Hamas is returning to his hometown of Tenafly, New Jersey today. Edon Alexander was set free last month after being in captivity for nearly 600 days. Hundreds of people gathered for an afternoon celebration in downtown for the 21-year-old. The high school grad signed up to join the Israel Defense Forces when he was 18, and he was captured during the Hamas October 7th, 2023 attack on Israel.
Good for him. 427 News Radio 92.3. This was amazing. I don't know if you got a chance to actually see the footage of this or not. It was a SpaceX test rocket. Just blew up in flames. It was amazing. Here's Jonathan Siri.
A SpaceX Starship rocket exploded overnight just before a ground test of its engines at the company's facility on the Texas Gulf Coast. SpaceX says the area had already been cleared for the test and no one was injured. Not yet certified to carry humans, Starship is in research and development as a potential lunar lander for future NASA Artemis astronaut missions to the moon's south pole. And SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has bold ambitions to create a fleet of Starships to shuttle humans to and from Mars. But recent flight tests have resulted in dramatic explosions in space, creating dramatic debris trails over Florida, the Bahamas, and the Caribbean. In Atlanta, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And President Trump's decision about U.S. intervention in Iran will come within 2 weeks. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said Trump is allowing the possibility of talks with Iran to play out for the meantime. Leavitt said correspondence between Iran and the United States is ongoing, and there's been wide speculation as to whether Trump will authorize the use of U.S. bunker-busting bombs to take out Iranian nuke facilities.
Stay connected. This is News Radio 92.3. The Trump administration expected to ramp up deportation operations as the White House is touting its work on the southern border. Peter Ducey has more from the White House.
Sometimes we'd be watching the monitor and 10,000 people would cross the border in a single day. Well, the newest numbers show just 95 people crossing the border in a day. That is an all-time low.
The administration's deportation strategy is now being cleared up after some confusion last week. ICE went from arresting basically any illegal that they could to saying that they wouldn't round up farm and hospitality workers to now saying they will just get whoever they can find, but there will be a hierarchy. And when you talk to officials here at the Trump White House, they see success closing down the southern border as one of, if not the biggest successes of the second term so far.
And a possible TikTok sale is being extended once again. President Trump says the popular video sharing app's China-based owner ByteDance now has until September 17th to sell it or possibly be banned in the U.S. This is the third time Trump has extended the deadline.
The DNC's got problems. They're facing pressure from donors and labor leaders. Here's Mark Meredith.
The new chairman of the Democratic National Committee admits donors are frustrated and that there has been a lot of infighting, but backroom chatter is keeping bad headlines in the front pages of the DNC. The New York Times spoke with Chairman Ken Martin about the situation. The Times describing the DNC's operation as being in chaos and desperate for cash. The Times adding the DNC's financial situation has grown so bleak that top officials have discussed whether they might need to borrow money this year to keep paying the bills. The DNC recently lost the backing of two high-profile union leaders, including the head of the American Federation of Teachers.
Okay, sports. Boy, it's going to be a good update for you. Coming up in just a few minutes. Hold on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. The White House is standing firm in its claims that Iran has nuclear capabilities. Fox's Jackie Heinrich is at the White House.
Press Secretary Caroline Levitt emphasized the gravity of this situation, revealing that Iran already has all of the components needed to build a nuclear weapon.
All they need is a decision from the Supreme Leader to do that, and it would take a couple of weeks to complete the production of that weapon.
President Trump says he'll make a decision within 2 weeks on whether to join Israel's war against Iran. There's concern in Israel over the number of Iran missiles that are getting through the Jewish state's missile defense systems.
There's a report today that indicates only 65% of the latest barrages were intercepted by those advanced missile defense systems, including the Arrow 2 and 3 systems, along with the American Patriot system deployed across Israel.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. America's listening to Fox News.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Manny Diaz approved by the Board of Governors as the interim president on the heels of a phenomenal report about UWF's metrics. Talked about what that means for judging him and the new Board of Trustees going forward. Also, the change of command at Naval Education Training Command. Two-star Admiral Cherico is replaced by two-star Admiral Huffman. And the Supreme Court's decision about the Tennessee law prohibiting transgender medical interventions for minors. You can listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola, 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, a dilapidated extended stay hotel in Warrington is getting a new life. Suburban Extended Stay was recently sold at a foreclosure auction for $1 million to a commercial real estate firm that focuses on redeveloping underperforming properties. This comes as a relief for Pensacola residents who have complained about deteriorating conditions at the hotel.
Your second story need to know about today. It is official. The State University Systems Board of Governors confirmed the appointment of Manny Diaz Jr. as the interim president of UWF. This happened on Wednesday. On June 12th, the University Board of Trustees approved a $743,000 compensation package for Diaz. He will serve as interim president from July 14th, 2025 until July 13th, 2026.
And are you annoyed by all those SunPass text scams? Well, now there are text messages going out claiming your Florida's driver's license will be suspended if you don't take care of an unpaid traffic ticket. The Florida Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles warned the text has been reported throughout the state, and the threat is serious. The scam includes a link to pay the fictitious outstanding traffic. Do not click on the link.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, I just want to kind of give you a little more information on UWF activities here. They landed in the top three among all 12 Florida State University System institutions and top three in four metrics in the Florida Board of Governors 2024-25 performance-based funding model, earning some of its highest marks in the university's history. Here's UWF trustee Rebecca Matthews.
Thank you very much. It is outstanding results for sure. And we certainly, I do expect, I agree with trustee Scott, it will continue to improve without a doubt. But appreciate the groundwork that President Saunders has laid in school the past several years.
Okay, the results announced at the Board of Governors meeting showed UWF earned a total of 91 out of 100 points, ranking third highest points along with Florida State University, trailing in points only to Florida International University and the University of Florida. And respectable schools there.
Yeah. And since we're talking about university stuff here, Florida University System leaders have approved up to $22.5 million annually for each state university to share revenues with athletes. The funding, it's available as a loan or transfer for the next 3 years, aims to implement a new revenue-sharing model following the House v. NCAA legal settlement. And board member Alan Levine stated that this funding alleviates pressure on donors financing NIL deals and enhances the university's competitive position.
More information to pass along to you from up north, up in Century, following allegations of theft by a town employee. Century Council Member Shalisa McCall-Abram now wants to see financial information. The town alleged that seven missing deposits totaling over $11,000 were never deposited into an account. The ECSO investigated their findings with Escambia Judge Scott Ritchie, who declined to issue an arrest warrant based upon the investigation. Abraham wants a reconciliation of the town's accounts for the period March 1st through May 31st, 2025.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Suddenly, it's selling season for pro sports teams. Good morning, I'm Jared Max. Two pro teams on the selling block in substantially different financial neighborhoods. One team valued at $10 billion, the other $1.25 billion. ESPN reports the Los Angeles Lakers are entering into an agreement to sell the majority of the team from the Buss family to Mark Walter. The franchise valued at $10 billion. Mark Walter purchased 26% of the Lakers in 2021. He and TWG Global also hold a stake in the Los Angeles Dodgers and the WNBA's LA Sparks, in addition to owning auto racing teams, the Professional Women's Hockey League, and English Premier League soccer club Chelsea. The Buss family purchased the Lakers for $67.5 million in 1979. The purchase also included the NHL's LA Kings and the Lakers' former home, the Forum. Lakers legend Magic Johnson wrote on social media, "Mark Walter is the best choice and will be the best caretaker of the Laker brand. The proof is in the pudding on what he's been able to accomplish with the LA Dodgers. Mark has been nothing short of a winner, notching two World Series and 11 NL West divisional titles in the last 12 years. The Buss family will keep just over 15% of the Lakers for a period of time. While the Lakers are valued at $10 billion, Major League Baseball's Tampa Bay Rays valued at $1.25 billion this March by Forbes. Rays owner Stuart Sternberg is in exclusive discussions with a group led by Patrick Zalewski, Bill Cosgrove, Ken Babby, and prominent Tampa Bay investors concerning a possible sale of the team. Sternberg bought the Rays for $200 million in 2004. Last night, Tampa Bay scored the most improbable comeback win of the majors this season. The Rays trailed the Orioles 8-0 in the second inning, came all the way back to win by 4 runs. Rays 12, Orioles 8. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And one of the world's most popular soccer players is being hospitalized in South Florida. Real Madrid confirms that Kylian Mbappe has an acute case of gastroenteritis and is undergoing tests and treatment. He missed Tuesday's training session in Palm Beach Gardens and did not participate in yesterday's Club World Cup match against Al Hilal at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday.
Fill that boy up with some probiotics. He'll be okay.
Yeah, shake it off, kid. You'll be all right.
439 News Radio 92.3. Big story coming out of La La Land today. The Lakers are reportedly being sold after decades of the Buss family ownership. Here's Joe Morgan.
It's the end of an era in Los Angeles. According to multiple reports, the Buss family has agreed to sell the controlling stake of the Lakers to TWG Global CEO Mark Walter for a valuation of around $10 billion. Walter, who has interest in multiple professional sports teams, is the controlling owner of the Los Angeles Dodgers and has been a stakeholder in the Lakers since 2021. As part of the deal, Jeannie Buss will reportedly continue to serve in her role as governor of the team. The Buss family has owned the iconic franchise for 46 years, with Jerry Buss buying the Lakers for $67.5 million. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Not a bad investment, would you say, to what their value is? It was in the billions, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, while we're talking about Los Angeles, I've got another story I want to share with you. The Dodgers speaking out after outcry over deportation efforts in Los Angeles. Here's Jared Max.
The largest economic engine in this area is silent, said Raul Claros of California Rising. Claros criticized the Los Angeles Dodgers for having not spoken out publicly against immigration arrests and raids in Southern California. Now the Dodgers are announcing their plans on how they will assist L.A.'s immigrant communities. This past weekend, singer Neza performed the national anthem in Spanish before a Dodgers game, even after she had been asked by the team to not do so. Dodgers infielder Kike Hernandez wrote on social media, "I cannot stand to see our community being violated, profiled, abused, and ripped apart. All people deserve to be treated with respect, dignity, and human rights." Dodgers manager Dave Roberts said, "I just hope we can be a positive distraction for what people are going through in Los Angeles right now." Jared Max, Fox News.
Here's today's health news.
Well, an FDA has approved a powerful drug that's been shown to nearly eliminate the spread of HIV in clinical trials. It's a twice-yearly injectable from Gilead Sciences called Yeztugo. Despite the decline in new diagnoses, 1.1 million Americans are living with HIV. The Yeztugo shot was first approved in 2022 to be used in connection with other medications to treat HIV strains that are highly drug-resistant.
Okay, if you're feeling less hungry today, it may not be because you're sick. It's the summertime diet that you unconsciously join every year. Very well said there. Lisa Brady has the story.
This is House Call for Health. With the official start of summer upon us, health experts are sharing insight on how hot weather may impact your appetite. Beth Sirwokny, a registered dietitian with Cleveland Clinic, says you may feel less hungry when it's really hot outside because of something called the thermic effect of food. Another reason you may feel less hungry during the summer could be due to higher levels of activity or even dehydration. And when you're dehydrated, your sense of thirst is stunted. So if you're suddenly really, really thirsty, you're probably already dehydrated. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady. Fox News.
And a new coronavirus variant that causes a severe sore throat is now believed to make up more than one-third of COVID cases in the U.S. right now. We were already telling you about this yesterday, the highly contagious variant called Nimbus. It was being a big deal in California, but it has seemingly grown much larger than that. The CDC says it makes up about 37% of cases nationwide and recently caused coronavirus surges in China and other parts of Asia.
Okay, children's health, a real big issue here today. A cough syrup, by the way, for children is getting yanked off the store shelf because of possible bacterial contamination. Jill Nato has the story.
Some lots of Little Remedies honey cough syrup are getting recalled since they could be contaminated with Bacillus cereus. Symptoms include vomiting, stomach cramps, and diarrhea that start in as little as 1 hour or up to 16 hours after being exposed. The affected bottles were the 4-ounce size and distributed nationwide through retailers and online from December of 2022 through June 4th of this year. No one's been reported sick yet. If you have questions or want a refund, head to prestigebrands.com. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And a former Washingtonian of the Year is speaking out after being fired from the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee, along with the rest of its members. Seattle infectious disease Dr. Helen Chu was dismissed last week when U.S. Health Secretary RFK Jr. fired the entire advisory committee to immunization practices at the CDC. Chu told the Seattle Times she's worried about the health and safety of Americans following the committee's disillusion.
Parents, here's a story you might want to take note of. A new study finding that suicidal behavior in teens is linked with screen addiction. Tanya J. Powers has those details.
The study, published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, looked at data on more than 4,000 kids starting at age 9 to 10 and followed them for years. It found that by age 14, about a third of them had become addicted to social media, a quarter of them were addicted to their cell phone, and more than 40% showed signs of video game addiction. Researchers also found that the kids with high and increasing addiction to mobile phone and social media were associated with a higher risk of suicidal behaviors and thoughts. Total screen time was not linked to a higher suicide risk. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
4:45 on News Radio 92.3 afternoon, everybody. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together. Okay, give it to us.
You got it. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rapid Radios. Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage for a limited time. You can go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on from what I've seen so far. We do have some increased congestion on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. And we did have an accident reported downtown. This is on Chase Street. It appears to be as you are traveling eastbound towards Bayfront Parkway, so be on the lookout for that, causing just a small wave of backups there. Last major spot is going to be I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. As for your local weather, 91 degrees, low of 77 tonight. Highs are going to be in the 91, 92 range for the next several days with those rain chances lingering.
Okay, and it's not looking pretty for much of the nation. It really, they're going to get some pretty bad weather. Thunderstorms moving from the plains to the east and a heat wave this weekend. It gets delightful, doesn't it? Here's Fox meteorologist Janice Dean. She's in with a Fox weather forecast.
Strong to severe thunderstorms will impact tens of millions today from the northern plains over the upper Midwest and much of the east, including the I-95 corridor. Strong winds will be the main concern, along with frequent lightning, hail, heavy rain, and a few tornadoes. The story making the headlines is the heat wave that begins this weekend in the Midwest and central U.S., spreading towards the east and threatening to break heat records for big cities, including New York City, on Monday and Tuesday. Stay alert, hydrated, and safe with updated details from Fox Weather. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. At Home, the popular home goods retailer with 260 stores across 40 U.S. states, has filed for bankruptcy. The Dallas-based company announcing it had entered an agreement with its lenders that will eliminate substantially all of its roughly $2 billion in debt and provide $200 million in fresh funding to keep At Home operating while it navigates the Chapter 11 process. Leonard Lauder, the eldest son of cosmetics pioneers Estée and Joseph Lauder, died Saturday. He was 92. Born to a Jewish family in New York City, Leonard Lauder, as a boy, would join his mother on sales calls in salons and helped her pack boxes of powder and cleansing oils. He would later attend and graduate from Columbia University's School of Business after serving as a lieutenant in the U.S. Navy. The markets are closed today for the holiday and will reopen tomorrow. That's Your Money Now.
All right, tech sector getting hit pretty hard here. As a matter of fact, more tech jobs getting cut. Jenny Casola has the story on News Radio 92.3.
Microsoft is planning to cut thousands of jobs, with the layoffs expected at the beginning of the company's new fiscal year in early July. The Wall Street Journal says the cuts will be in sales and other departments. The software giant's been cutting costs while spending more on artificial intelligence. The number of cuts apparently hasn't been finalized. The layoffs would be on top of 6,000 jobs cut in May in software development. Microsoft creates AI tools that companies can use to automate tasks and shrink staff. Amy Hood, Microsoft's chief financial officer, told investors in April the company's focused on increasing its agility by reducing layers. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
And Intel plans to lay off 15 to 20% of its factory workforce starting in July, which could result in over 10,000 jobs losses globally. It sounds like we're talking about this sort of thing every day. It will affect primarily factory workers and microchip research developers. While the exact number of Intel factory workers and developers is unknown, estimates suggest the layoffs will impact about half of its 109,000 employees, particularly in the state of Oregon.
With all this hot weather moving through here, let's talk energy bills. You want to do that?
Yeah,
I'm sure you do.
That's what everybody loves.
Yep. Energy bills in some states, including Florida, are expected to rise as summer hits its peak. Oh, Madison Allworth has more information.
Bills on average are expected to be 4% higher than last summer, and some places have it worse than others. In Illinois, Ameren customers are seeing their electricity bills rise by 50%. In Pennsylvania, PPL customers are paying 16% more as of this month. And in Maryland, electric bills are climbing $15 to $18 a month. It is going to be a very expensive summer. An aging electrical grid and energy shortages are also adding to the problem, and so are data centers. The backbone of AI consumes a lot of energy. The Energy Department is forecasting that data center energy demand will triple by 2028.
And a new study claims ChatGPT may be doing more harm than good when it comes to writing. Heck, I could have told you that. A new study from the MIT Media Lab reports when people use the AI tool to help write SAT-style essays, they consistently underperform at neural, linguistic, and behavioral levels. In fact, over time, ChatGPT users got lazier with each essay, many times resorting to copy and paste methods.
You know how I feel about that. If you're a writer, you're right, you know?
Yeah, right.
Okay, Honda issuing a massive recall over a braking concern. Tom Graham has more on this trending story.
A brake pedal problem with certain Honda models could cause it to shift out of position, potentially making it difficult for a driver to stop or slow down. That's according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. More than 259,000 Honda pilots model years 2023 through 2025 are being recalled. That also includes newer models of its luxury brand Acura TLX and MDX vehicles. Honda estimates only about 1% of the vehicles involved in the recall will actually have the brake pedal issue. Authorized dealers have been instructed to fix it free of charge. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Okay, lawmakers are taking aim at China with new legislation that would bring more oversight on foreign ownership of U.S. farmland. It's about time. Here's Ashley Webster.
The bill is called the Protect Our Bases Act, and it does just that by monitoring all land purchases made by foreign entities. Republican Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska is one of the co-sponsors.
We've seen Chinese nationals try to gate crash or tourists who are flying drones around our bases. So what we really need to watch out for is, where are they buying this?
Well, according to the USDA, Chinese entities currently own a little more than 277,000 acres of land in the U.S. Some is comprised of farmland, pasture, and forest, but the vast majority is a little vaguely labeled as other agriculture.
4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. When we come back, we'll touch on some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1225. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1225. That's 800-777-1225. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1225. 800-777-1225.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator method of adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Okay, hands up, Pensacola. Austin Price has a look at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. And you got a lot of explaining to do now because it's starting to rain outside.
Yeah, it is. We were getting some rainfall chances increasing, and it looks like we are going to get some sprinkling right now. But looking at the roads here first, we did have an accident reported downtown on Chase Street. That's if you're traveling eastbound towards Bayfront Parkway. The congestion's not looking too bad right now, but we will keep an eye on it.
That's a terrible place to have an accident.
You are correct, sir.
It's so piled up from 9th Avenue all the way down to the Bayway.
Yeah, that's a rough spot. Luckily, it hasn't gotten worse. We do have some backups on 9 Mile Road developing. If you're traveling westbound towards Kim Strand Road and on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for that weather you were just hinting at, Chris, yeah, 91 degrees, do have some rainfall sprinkling around. Low's going to be 77 tonight. Over the course of not just your Friday, but the next several days, we are going to have highs sitting at around 91, 92 degrees with those rainfall chances sitting around each day.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, users of payment apps, well, you should pay a little more attention to who is asking you for that money. Little problem here. Here's Eben Brown with the details.
Apple Pay or Google Pay have allowed for easy tapping to spend money, and apps like Venmo and PayPal have allowed you to send money to or take money from people you know or with whom you do business. But now those awful people out there looking to fleece you have taken to payment platforms such as these. Miles Parrott Cancer Center of Louisiana is having to tell people to be extra sure that the Venmo account to which they're sending donations is, in fact, theirs. There are phony ones out there that resemble it. And once you send that donation to that scammer, that money is gone. Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Eminem stalker Matthew Hughes is receiving a lengthy prison sentence after being convicted of breaking into his home for a second time. The 32-year-old was sentenced to between 15 and 30 years in prison for first-degree home invasion and 3 to 7.5 years on aggravated stalking. The sentences will run consecutively to each other.
So there you are. You got your family down at Disney. Laughs, chuckles, all the characters are running around the breakfast room. Then the check, right. Then the check comes.
Ooh,
how would you like to have presented a check for over $1,000 for breakfast?
That'd be kind of cool.
A dad at Disney in sticker shock over the price of a princess breakfast. Here's Therese Crowley.
This vacationing dad posted on X, "Princess breakfast at Disneyland with my kids. Almost spit out my coffee. $937.65 for two kids and three adults with a $150 tip." John Rock and Roll Tolkien Sticker Shock at the Grand Californian has gotten millions of views. With appetizer choices from beignets to lobster rolls, his plate did have a big slab of meat, a shrimp, scrambled eggs, and a drink. Kids get waffles and mac and cheese with cake pops and cream puffs and interaction with Disney princesses. The dad says he was expecting the bill to be half, but adds service was attentive and enthusiastic. Princesses were all pro actresses and spent a lot of time with the kids. I enjoyed it. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Well, different strokes for different folks, I guess. And a North Carolina.
They better have enjoyed it.
Yeah, for a prize like that. And a North Carolina woman is suing her former workplace over claims that a supervisor intimidated her with a Chucky doll. She's suing Truist Bank. She's suing Truist Bank, saying she suffers from a fear of dolls and was traumatized into needing treatment. The woman claims the supervisor left the doll on her desk. She has since been let go from Truist and is asking for an unspecified amount. And of course, if you don't know who Chucky is, he's the murderous doll from the Child's Play movie franchise.
Yes. freaking freaks me out every time I see that. The ex of Wendy Williams filing a lawsuit demanding that she be released from her guardianship. Michelle Polino has the details for you.
Wendy Williams and her ex-husband Kevin Hunter have filed a $250 million lawsuit to end her court-ordered guardianship, saying it has become a weapon, not a shield. The suit filed in New York federal court claims Williams is being abused, neglected, and defrauded under the care of her court-appointed guardian, Sabrina Morrissey, and others, including Wells Fargo, her former financial advisor and ex-manager. Hunter claims Williams is being held in an assisted living facility against her will, with limited phone access and contact with family despite passing a competency evaluation in March. The lawsuit accuses the guardian of financial mismanagement, over-medication, and violating her rights. It seeks a jury trial and damages for lost income, assets, and reputational harm. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, let me go ahead and put a smile on your face this afternoon as you drive home. Oh, by the way, thanks for having us on. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center confirming tropical activity remains quiet in the Atlantic Basin. No tropical cyclone activity expected during the next 7 days. We've got an amazing hour coming up, 5 to 6. Stay around. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on. We'll see you in about 12 minutes.
Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.